I don't really watch too much of the news, and I'm trying to limit my social media. So I know there's some chaos going on today in our country. I don't know all the details. But as I said on the night of the election, when many of us gathered for Holy Mass, I can say it again tonight. There's no better place for us to be than at Mass around the Holy Altar whenever there's any turmoil in our life. It's the best place for us to be. And if we just look at the readings, if we ever doubt the providence of God, these beautiful readings he gave us for this night, it was prescribed, you know, decades ago, but how fitting for our life today. This juxtaposition of love and fear. And if we have an honest assessment of our lives individually and our lives as a country the last year, are we living in love or are we living in fear? And so this is a call to us to really focus on what God has called us to do, to love. If we love one another, God remains in us, and his love is brought to perfection. Love displayed to us on the cross. If we ever doubt, if we ever question what love looks like, how do we love? We look at the cross. Again, look at this past year, these past few months. Is my motivation a self-sacrificing love, self-sacrificing gift of self, or is it a self-promoting my idea of what is good and true? And we don't have to get into particulars of politics to have this examination. Am I motivated by love, which is self-gift, or self-interest? Because when I'm motivated by self-interest, then I necessarily fall into fear, because I'm left to protect and defend and guard my stuff because I'm afraid someone's going to take it. If I live a life of self-gift because I understand that everything is a gift, then I'm not so afraid of losing stuff because it's all been a gift in the first place. It is I. Do not be afraid, Jesus says. Do we need better words for us in this moment? Do not be afraid. It is I. And when he entered the boat, the wind died down. The storm ceased. Have we been riding, we can say, with Jesus in our boats? And if we go bigger than just these past few months and this past year, is my general disposition to ride with Jesus in my boat? Or do I keep him at a distance, on the shore, let him say his prayers, and I go my own way? It's a beautiful point of reflection for us with just the readings that the Lord gives us today. You know, and just as, well, even on the responsorial psalm, as we know, from, it's the same thing theme we had this past weekend with Epiphany, that the nations, the non-Jews, will eventually come to adore the Lord. So that's what we can read through this. But not to be a doomsday prophet, but if we just take these words, every nation on earth will adore you. If then maybe we can say, if the nation doesn't adore the Lord, the nation will no longer be. Maybe we can say that. Maybe there's a loss of protection when there's a loss of adoration. And so we pray. We pray for our country. You know, St. Jose Maria tells us clearly that patriotism is a duty and it's a good. We must be patriots of our country. We can't be nationalists when we look at the other people as enemies and as takers, but we need to have pride and live with the spirit of our patriotism. That the state is a good thing, the nation is a good thing, government is a good thing. It helps to govern the common good. We need to work and promote the common good, the protection of life, the protection, the promotion of natural law. These are all good things, and we need a system to do it. That's what government is. But it's all for the adoration of God. It's what we're all made for, to love and to serve God. And so we pray for that. You know, and just as we look at the events of the last however many days and weeks and months, it's good to be reminded of some moral philosophy that the ends don't justify the means. You might have a good goal, a good idea for what the end of your work should be, but you must have morally upright means, ways of getting there. You can't do anything evil for the sake of a potential good outcome. Maybe the events that we're living through can help to cement that within our hearts and our minds. At every step along the way must be good. And what's good is love. What's love is self-sacrificing. And so we pray for our country. We pray for the men and women who are on the front lines in defense and protection and promotion of what is good. We pray for peace in the hearts of everyone, that we can see the image of God in everyone that we encounter and desire the good for that person, even if it means that I lose mine. That's what Christ teaches us. And just to finish with a prayer from St. John the 23rd. It is Christ who brought us peace. Christ who said to us, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, not as the world gives, do I give unto you." Let us then pray with fervor for this peace, which our divine Redeemer came to bring us. May he banish from the souls of men whatever might endanger peace. May he transform all men into witness of truth, justice, and brotherly love. May he illumine with his light the minds of rulers, so that besides caring for the proper material welfare of their peoples, they may also guarantee them the fairest gift of peace. Finally, may Christ inflame the desires of all men to break through the barriers which divide them, to strengthen the bonds of mutual love, to learn to understand one another, and to pardon those who have done them wrong. Through his power and inspiration, may all peoples welcome each other to their hearts as brothers, and may the peace they long for ever flower and ever reign among them. It is I. Take courage. Do not be afraid.